The coverage over on Fox News is becoming increasingly scary, increasingly inflammatory, and I am getting sick of the double standards at play between the rhetoric used by the two different parties. For example, Brian Kilmeade went on Fox News just a few weeks back and called for the, quote, involuntary lethal injection of homeless people. He had to give some small apology, and then it was forgotten. Just a few days back, we learned that, quote, 13 people were hurt in two different mass shootings in Minneapolis targeted at homeless encampments. Two times in the same day, homeless encampments were shot up after Fox News said that homeless people should be, quote, involuntarily, lethally injected. On the other side of the coin, you have Jimmy Kimmel, a comedian, Stephen Colbert, a comedian. They are getting their shows pulled because the Trump administration is so damn litigious and retaliatory and full of vengeance that they will go after any sort of network or any sort of corporation that doesn't perfectly toe the line. So I want to use this video to call out the disproportionality in both sides, because one side is clearly using more insane rhetoric. First, let's just start off with what President Obama has been saying lately, because he gave a few statements. Then we're going to go and talk about Greg Gutfeld, Brian Kilmeade, Jesse Waters, the big three, the three stooges over on Fox News. Yesterday, President Obama tweeted out, after years of complaining about cancel culture, the current administration has taken it to a new and dangerous level by routinely threatening regulatory action against media companies unless they muzzle or fire reporters and commentators it doesn't like. This is precisely the kind of government coercion that the First Amendment was designed to prevent. And media companies need to start standing up to it rather than capitulating to it. Never in President Obama's term did he go after Fox News for covering his tan suit or what kind of mustard he tried to eat. Fox News had the least charitable, most inflammatory coverage, along with people like Rush Limbaugh and the likes. And Obama never attacked them, never sent out all caps posts going after them. Yet the other day, some Ben Shapiro video popped up in my feed, and I was like, I wonder what he thinks about this. So I clicked on it, and Ben Shapiro thinks that Obama was the most divisive president we've ever had. Like, what reality are you living in where Obama is a divisive one and not Donald Trump? President Obama then said, just last night, quote, this commentary offers a clear, powerful statement of why freedom of speech is at the heart of democracy and must be defended. Whether the speaker is Charlie Kirk or Jimmy Kimmel, whether it's MAGA supporters or MAGA opponents. So President Obama is saying that freedom of speech is incredibly important. Well, over on Fox News, they're free to call for violence, and nobody really calls it out, except on the Adam Mockler channel. On a day-by-day basis, we will continue to bring you the facts, bring you the truth, and make sure that this authoritarianism is at least called out and met with some facts. You know, we have a lead policy advisor who brings us the facts every day. We now have a full-time editor. We have a really great team that we're building, and we'd love for you to be on board. So make sure you subscribe below. And let's start off with Greg Gutfeld yelling at Jessica Tarlov. Now, this one happened a few days back, and this one kind of struck me as really eerie, because I've been on some of these debate type shows, right? And having someone yell at you like this and genuinely lose their shit, that goes beyond the bounds of what is allowed in these shows. Yes, you're allowed to debate and go back and forth, and you're allowed to be snarky and make jokes at one another and, you know, really, really take a punch when you need. Like, it's fine to joke around. But yelling on one of these debate shows is something that you're not supposed to do.
Yes, we okay. Don't need it. What is interesting here is why is only this happening on the left and not the right? That's all we need
it's
to know.
What about
there's
Spencer?
Absolutely no cognitive.
What about Melissa Horstman that we just talked about?
You want to talk about,
Melissa
Horstman? Did you know her name before it happened? None of us did. None of us were spending every single day talking about Mrs. Horstman. I never heard of her until after she died.
She doesn't matter?
Don't play that bullshit with me. You know what I'm saying is there was no demonization amplification about that woman before she died. It was a specific crime against her by somebody who knew her. The same. Now, you could bring up Josh Shapiro, but then you will not bring up, for example, that was a pro-Palestine person. So don't use your, what about this? The fact of the matter is the both sides argument not only doesn't fly, we don't care. We don't care about your both sides argument. That shit is dead. For one thing, there is no cognitive dissonance on our side. On your side, your beliefs do not match reality. So you're coming up with these rationalizations like, what about this? Or what about that? We're not doing that because we saw it happen. We saw a young, bright man assassinated, and we know who did it.
Okay, that's enough. This guy just went on an absolute temper tantrum live on air. You know, this was the same week Brian Kilmeade called for homeless people to be involuntarily lethally injected. Kasim Rashid points out, quote, ABC fires Kimmel for mocking Trump. CBS fires Colbert for mocking Trump. ABC fires Moran for slamming Miller. MSNBC fires Dowd for calling out hate speech. Fox protects Brian Kilmeade as he calls for Nazi state murder of homeless people. Corporate media has failed us. And there is this double standard where if I say that Brian Kilmeade's statements are kind of fascistic, if I say that Brian Kilmeade's comments were pretty fascistic, if I come out and say I think it is very authoritarian and fascistic to call for homeless people to be lethally injected, they'll say that I'm being divisive, even though he's the one saying this in front of what, the 3.4 million viewers that they poll on average on Fox News? But then Brian Kilmeade had the gall to go on TV last night and say that Jimmy Kimmel took it too far. He may have just taken it a little bit too far.
More on that later. The point is that Kimmel's comments went way too far for some television executives. Not for me, not for you, but for them. And they turned up the heat on Kimmel, the host, to calm down the rhetoric.
This is the type of gaslighting that I absolutely hate. Pure gaslighting. Brian Tyler Cohen calls out, if only Kimmel had merely called for the extermination of the homeless population. Am I right? Brian Kilmeade. We then have Donald Trump on Air Force One just straight up admitting that he wants to pull the licenses away from shows that give him unfavorable coverage.
Yeah, go ahead. Anybody?
Mr. President, who would you like to see? Mr. President, are you going to ask Brendan Carr to weigh in on other late night hosts that you have said should be off the air?
Late night host is on network television. There is a licensing. I'll give you an example. I read someplace that the networks were 97% against me. I got 97% negative, and yet I won it easily. It won all seven.
Where the hell did Donald Trump read this? So he then goes on to say that 97% of the coverage was against him, even though the largest show on cable television right now is Fox News, The Five. You know, the segment that I was just showing you where Greg Gutfeld is screaming at Jessica Tarlov. This is actually the biggest show on television. So 97% of the coverage is not against him. Even if it were, we have freedom of speech within the country. This is all such an insane twisting of events. And then Jesse Waters gets to go live on air and say, you know, a lot of things get people suspended in this business. If you say crazy things, you get suspended.
Ross, they suspend a lot of people. A lot of people in this business get suspended when we say obnoxious things, racist, sexist, untrue things, unethical things. It's a high wire act. And sometimes we screw up, and he screwed up, so he got benched. Big deal. Sometimes the networks get it right, and sometimes they get it wrong.
The gaslighting here is insane. Okay. If this were coming from anybody else making this point, it's valid. When you're going on live television, it is a, quote, tightrope game or high wire game where there are repercussions if you get things wrong to a crazy extent. But this is coming from Fox News. This is coming from the website that got sued for $787 million and had to settle because they told lies about election fraud. I'm really, truly sick of all of the gaslighting coming out of Fox News. Decoding Fox News said, quote, you mean like letting the air out of your coworker's tires so she'd get stranded and need a ride home? It's especially hilarious since you were married with young kids at the time. And there are allegations from one of Jesse Waters' former coworkers that he was hitting on her a bunch, and at one point let the air out of her tires so she would need a ride home and need to spend time with him. Just insanely creepy shit in these allegations. Yet, he's the one that says, you know, sometimes people get suspended. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the work we do on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you subscribe below. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.